Yes.
It's weird when one city I work for, they got five members of the planning and zoning board, but you have to have three affirmative votes to pass anything. So if you had two people, two out, they would recommend.
Okay, so the Paradise Town Board will come to order, April 13th, 2021, 7 o'clock. Just a few items to cover in order that you understand the rules of this meeting. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You'll be asked to keep an appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. So this is the recommendation phase. Please turn off or mute cell phones and other electronic devices that might disturb the meeting. And please take all your private conversations outside in the room at the back or over here on the side. If there is supporting material provided to the board, members for this meeting may be requested from the secretary, Maureen Helm, sitting at the end of the table. And with that, if you'd join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that the board members are here except for Susan Phillips, who's the vice chair, and she has been excused for this meeting. Do we have any introductions, county introductions?
Steve DeMeritt, Conference Planning Department, Clark County, Nevada.
Martha Vasquez, Clark County, Commissioner
Dukas's
office.
All right.
I'll say I'm trying to see, so I'm not sure I'm going to present on the items on the agenda, but I'm also from the Public Works Department. So.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please speak. Please step up to the speaker's table right here. There's a some wipes and a microphone. If you push that button up, the little red light will come on, the orange light. And please use that because we are recording the meeting. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record when you do come up. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson on the board or the board by majority vote. Do we have an approval for the minutes of March 30th, 2021? Does anybody want to come up and speak? I don't really think that's what this question is.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, on item number 3, I'd make a motion for approval of the minutes for March 30th as submitted.
Do we have a motion for the approval of the minutes for March 30th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for April 13th, 2021. On hold, combined, delete any item.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of tonight's agenda with the following. Please trail items number 1 and 2 to the end of our agenda and hold item number 18 to our April 27th meeting.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, April 13th, 2021, with the changes mentioned. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. What that means is that if anyone is here for item number 18, WS210117, SG Island Plaza, LLC et al., Nakash Showcase II, LLC, Waiver of Development Standards and Design Review. That will not be heard tonight, and it will be heard at our next meeting on April 27th. You're welcome to stay if you'd like to hear the rest of the meeting. Any informational items? I guess not.
Yep.
Okay. Blanca, we don't have anything?
The only thing we have is a grand opening of our new Sunset Park pickleball courts that is scheduled to open on May 8th with a grand opening and a tournament. So if anyone's interested, you can contact me. I can get you a link to register as a player.
Okay, great.
Awesome. No flyer yet.
Wiffleball. Okay, we will now move on to 6, planning and zoning. Items 1 and 2 are the first ones, and they will be moved to the end of the agenda. So we'll start with number 3. Is the applicant here for that? Because I'm wondering if they want these two combined.
Yes, items 3 and 4.
3 and 4. Trail 3 and 4 to the end. Moving on to item number 5. AR 21-400041, UC 19-0133, Church Spring Meadows Presbyterian. Use permit, first application for review of a place of worship. Waiver of development standards for reduced parking in junction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 2.1 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the north side of Oquendo Road, 110 feet east of Decatur Boulevard, within Paradise.
Melissa Urey, EURE, GC Garcia Inc., 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. So in 2019, we did come forward with a waiver for the parking requirements. It was required for 162 and a waiver was for 67 spaces. It was granted. One of our required conditions of approval was that we come back in 2 years to make sure that there was no nuisance caused by the parking waiver and that the church was meeting all conditions of approval. So as of today, we have no code violations. We have no complaints from our neighbors. They did get their change of occupancy for the church, so they've given all their first permits. And all we are asking for with our letter, and staff is supporting this, that we do not have a future required review of the conditions.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no questions or discussion or comments, I'd make a motion for approval of item number 5, subject to staff conditions, and that does include removing the time limit.
So we have a motion to approve, subject to the staff conditions and the removal of the time limit. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Item number 6, ET 21-400031, WS-045614, Pocatello Oasis LLC, Waiver of Development Standards for Extension of Time to Waive the Requirements of Streetlights along Pecos Road, in conjunction with a single-family residential development on 12.9 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road, 630 feet south of Mall Avenue, within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Chair, Town Board members. Sorry, I didn't get my head on straight. Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This is an extension of time for a project that was previously approved off of Pecos, north of Warm Springs. This is an RE development that was approved with 24 lots. The tenant map was renewed back in 2018. And this waiver of the streetlights on Pecos has a different time frame. So this extension of time would match up with the tentative map extension of time and the waiver of the offsite extension of time. So we would very much appreciate your approval, and we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval as well.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close.
I was just asking questions.
Okay, ma'am. Step up to the table, take the microphone. Please give us your name and address for the record.
Okay.
On the actual mic.
On the mic, okay.
I know, it's like juggling.
All right, I know. Got it, right?
Yes.
All right. So my name's Lynn Googler, and I'm at 3571 East Mall Avenue. And the questions I have are, this is the third extension for this. So at this point, if they are granted an extension, what is the time frame for that? For a year, and it's for them to pursue or complete the off-site and the other items that are required that goes along with it. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so, is it a year?
If you'd like to, when you're done, we'll address that. Do you have any other questions?
What else goes along with that? Is it just the lighting that they're talking about? What else is involved?
Just the lighting.
And what size lots are we talking about? Is it one lot for the whole 12.9? Okay.
Okay, did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Would you like to address the questions for her?
Those are great questions. So this is the tentative map that was approved in 2018. It's for 24 homes. All of the home sites are over 20,000 square feet, so they're half acre lots. That has been extended, the tentative map and the waiver of the off-sites, until October 3rd, 2022. So this is the waiver of just the streetlights, which I presume was probably something that the neighborhood wanted, was to not have streetlights on Pecos. So this would be an extension that would extend also until October 3rd, 2022.
For streetlights, or not for streetlights?
For not having streetlights on Pecos.
All right, I'll close it to, do you have something?
I do.
You come up to the table. Give us your name and address for the record.
Let's see, is that on now?
Is the light on?
Yes. So I live also on K. Googler, 3571 East Mall Avenue. And the question we had, there was a big fire on this area about 6 months ago or so. I just wondered, they cleaned that up pretty good, but I just wonder if they're going to keep that under control, because we live right next to them there, and we had a real problem with that fire that came up.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Address that real quick.
Sure. So I was unaware of the fire. I believe there's a new property owner, so we'll make sure that we relay the message that they need to maintain this property and make sure that there's no hazards or issues on the property. I don't know the origin of the fire.
Now you have something? Is there anyone else here that wants to speak on this so we get it all down the first time? Okay, come on up.
I'm vaccinated.
Hi, my name is Sherry Sennett. I'm 3581 East Mall Avenue. And I'm just curious, is it going to be, are the homes going to have septic? Are they going to have a well, or are they going to be a city water?
Okay, just a
question. And, okay, that's it.
All right. Okay.
So my understanding is these will be on city water.
Okay. Now, is there anyone else who'd like to ask questions? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval, subject to staff's conditions.
All right. We have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Try to maintain social distancing in the room.
We're all together. Well, can we sit here or no?
Sure.
Yeah, we're together.
Absolutely. Item number 7, ET21-400043, WS18-06113, Alvarado, Alicia, waiver of development standards, first extension of time. To reduce the side setback for a partial constructed room addition to an existing single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone generally located on the east side of Firethorn Lane, 110 feet north of Buckford Lane within Paradise.
Yes,
would you like to step up, give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Alicia Alvarado. My address is 7812 Firethorn Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123. I'm here for the extension of my setback. I've been working with the city, but they were not satisfied with the plans I had, so they wanted me to hire an architect to do the AC. They had kept my plans for months. They misplaced the plans. When they gave them to me, it was too late because when I hired someone that I had the funds to do it, coronavirus got to us, and then we couldn't do nothing. Everything was closed, and I was trying to, they told me that it expired on November, I believe, in 2020. It's expired recently. It's not it's been expired a long time. I just need if you could please give me time so I could finish my project. I need to pay these permits. I was in the city probably annoying everybody because I needed the permits. I have my father disabled, and I made a bathroom for him. And my daughter's autistic, and I made her her room bigger for her to have her own privacy because she's a teenager now. And I just need to finish this project. I'm almost out the door, but I need to get your permission to get the extension waived.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the audience that'd like to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, if there is no discussion or comment by our board members, I'll make a motion for approval of the waiver for item number 7, subject to staff preliminary conditions.
Okay, and the staff preliminary conditions include until May 4th, 2022.
Okay.
That's pretty much a year.
2026? Okay.
May 4th,
2022.
Okay, we have a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions and
conditions are on the back.
And to complete the building permit and inspection process by May 4th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great night.
Okay, item number 8, UC210104. MCA, Arville, LLC et al., MCA, Palma, LLC, use permit to allow a health club within an existing office warehouse complex on 5 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the east side of Arville Street, 700 feet south of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Jim DiFiore, D-I-F-I-O-R-E, with DiFiore Consulting. And I'm pinch hitting for Nathan Taylor of the Taylor Consulting Group. He had a schedule conflict tonight and asked me if I would stand in. The application before you is for a 2,050 square feet health club, and it does meet all the compliance for planning and water reclamation, and parking that is going to be distributed is more than what is required, and I ask for support of this application.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing that, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, this is getting really routine.
Just say ditto.
Ditto. So, if there's no discussion from the board or comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval of item number 8, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
Okay, we have a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. All right, item number 9, UC210105. I'm not sure. Is this, what is this LLC? What's the name?
I'm here as Primpro Care Hospice,
okay.
Nevada LLC.
Okay. Use permit for hot, what was the pronunciation on it? I'm sorry?
ProCare Hospice.
Okay.
Oh, that's not the part we have.
What we have.
I'm sorry, you
why,
have.
Why he's asking.
Yeah, you
we've
have
got
Dr.
GHK.
Kishet.
Huh?
Kishet.
Kishet.
Okay, LLC. Use permit for a hospice care facility. Waiver development standards to allow access to a residential local street. Design review for a hospice facility on 2.0 acres in RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the west side of Amico Street, 280 feet north of Windmill Lane within Paradise. So we got your name and
address. Yes, so my name is Kim Anderson Mackey, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N hyphen M-A-C-K-E-Y, and I'm here representing ProCare Hospice. What we'd like to do is have a hospice facility approved. We are proposing that the building that was designed for 40 beds, we have a 14-bed use with single occupancy rooms for the hospice facility. There is ample, actually more parking than needed. There'll be minimal construction on the remainder of the building and we'll be using it for administrative offices.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Jim.
Actually, Mr. Chairman, if there's no more
than
comments, I move for this to be approved with subject to staff conditions.
So, we have a motion to approve this item subject to the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Is that your first motion?
I can test the members eventually.
Very well done.
Very good. Very well done.
Well, have a good evening, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 10, VS210096, Coast Hotels and Casino, Inc. Vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Harmon Avenue, located between Cameron Street and Arville Street, within Paradise.
I can tell we have a lot of opposition for this one.
Yeah, we lost our crowd.
We're all out there waiting for you.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Chair and town board members. So, my name is Travis Newsom. I'm from the Clark County Public Works Department. My address.
Your address at work is good.
Say again.
The address at work is good.
All right. 500 South Grand Central Parkway. Last days ago. And I'm here to speak on item number 10 and 11.
Would you like me to read 11 into it at the same time?
If you could, it'd be easy.
Yeah. Okay, item number 11, VS210091. Chip Valley View LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Valley View Boulevard, located between Harmon Avenue and Rochelle Avenue. Alignment within Paradise.
One second, I'm just going to see if anybody's going to live in
the Okay.
Okay, so last August, the Clark County Public Works had finished the improvements along Harmon Avenue. Just to give you an idea of where we're at with the interchange, you're probably familiar with that. And so the first area that we have will be on here, it's vacation number two, but it's a portion of unused right of way at this point, and the county wishes to relinquish that back to its underlying owner. Do you have any questions?
Well, that's basically all you're doing in 10 and 11.
And you're both on the same stretch of Harmon, right?
Yeah. They're both on Harmon. One's an old section of Valley View. Mm-hmm. And again, these are fully landscaped as part of the project.
That's it.
I guess
okay.
That's it.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on the item? Seeing all the empty chairs. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
All right, Mr. Chairman, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval of items number 10 and 11.
We have a motion We have a motion to approve items 10 and 11, subject to any staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis. See, you don't bite.
All right. Item number 12, VS210131, Post Road Capital Rev the Second LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Cameron Street and Henson Street and between Patrick Lane and Sunset Road within Paradise. Is that individual applicant here?
Number 12.
Okay, we will trail that.
Okay, she's getting
shut. Yeah, she got shut all the time. Get the trail.
There you go.
People keep ignoring us and they feel sad. They don't want to come back here.
Are you number 12?
You just let them come in.
Okay, I've read number 12 into the record. Is the applicant here?
Okay, last call. Item number 12, Post Road Capital.
I'm not item number 12. Item number 13, that applicant is not here. They want to get pushed to the end. So after numbers 1 and 2.
Okay.
Okay.
And all the rest.
It's a fun night. So item number 13, go ahead and hold until the end of the agenda. So after number 1 and 2.
13.
Okay. 7 and 8.
Okay, item number 12. Post Road Capital Reef, are they here? Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion to trail item number 12 to the end of tonight's agenda.
Motion to trail item number 12 to the end of the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I guess I'll make a motion also to trail item 13 to the end of the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 14, DR210110, West States Land Design Review for the following. Modifications to previously approved restaurant with drive-through and two finished grade on 1.8 acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE Zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This is located over by the stadium, the new football stadium off of Russell, south side of Russell and Polaris. You previously approved this. It's for an In-N-Out burger that will be across from the stadium and I'm sure an absolute hot spot at some point when we all are able to go to the football games. The revised design review is simply to allow, right now the site currently sits in somewhat of a hole, and so this allows the finished grade to be heightened slightly. It's really in the middle of the center. The actual building will be raised, as well as there was initially a tunnel for a drive-through, and there's now going to be an at-grade drive-through. But the site overall is the same. It's just a simple, pretty simple modification. Staff is recommending approval, and we very much appreciate your review tonight.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no questions or comments from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval of item number 14, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay, item 15. UC 210097, LV Pecos Road LP. Use permit to allow loading spaces for distribution center to be visible from the street. Waivers of development standards for the following: allow an attached sidewalk and two alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following: one, distribution center; two, finished grade on 8.6 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE zone, generally located at the southeast corner of Pecos Road and Patrick Lane within Paradise.
Good evening. Again, Mr. Chairman, members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you mentioned, this property is located at the southeast corner of Pecos and Patrick. This entire area is master planned and zoned for industrial. You can see this is the master plan. Everything in blue is industrial. The zone on the property is already zoned for industrial. And what we're proposing here is a distribution center, consistent with the other buildings that are already in the surrounding area. This is somewhat of an infill parcel. It's kind of the last of the parcels out there for development. We very much appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. The overall plan, this is the overall site plan. You can see there's four, on four corners, there's office areas that'll have glass windows and the potential for tenants to be on each of the four corners. There's parking on the west and the east side. We do have some waivers of throat depths just because we're at the corner of two obviously major intersections, so we can't meet the full throat depth in any real way because the building would be in the middle of the site. But we did work with staff and revised the plans actually pretty significantly by flipping the building to make sure that Public Works in particular was comfortable with those throat depths. We've added some intense landscaping at the northeast corner to make sure that the residential across the street is buffered. We also have a masonry block wall along that property line to buffer the docks that are located along that north property line. So as I mentioned, we work closely with staff. They're in support of the application in its entirety, and we very much appreciate your approval this evening.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, if there are no comments from the board, I move that we approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Item number 16, UC 210120. 3535 LV Nuco LLC. Use permit to allow primary access to proposed restaurant from the exterior of the resort hotel. Design reviews for the following. One, modifications to the approved comprehensive sign plan, Caesars Forum Meeting Center, Link Resort Hotel, Link Promenade, and Harrah's Resort Hotel. Increase the number of wall signs, increase overall wall sign area, update the exterior facade on a 9.0-acre portion of approximately 60.0 acres for the Link Resort Hotel in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the west side of Colville Lane, 900 feet north of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. This one?
Is the light one?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, and members of the town board. Brooke Holmes of Brown C. Hunt Barbershop, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8916, Suite 116. Appearing on behalf of the applicant, 3535 LB Nuco and Caesars Link LLC, in connection with the application that's before you. This application is for a use permit to allow primary access from the exterior of a resort hotel where primary access from the interior is required for new tenant space. And that other part of this application is for a design review to modify the existing comprehensive sign package that's for the Forum Meeting Center, the Link Hotel, the Link Promenade, and the Harrah's Las Vegas in conjunction with Resort Hotel. This is to allow a wall wrap around the new tenant space to brand this tenant space. This will consist of six wall signs and cumulatively will be 842 square feet. Staff is recommending approval. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have.
Is there anyone here that'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'll make a motion for approval of item number 16, subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve item 16, subject to any preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Item number 17. Item number 17, WS210103, Highland and Sterling LLC, waivers of development standards for the following. One, alternative parking lot landscaping, and two, allow alternative driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following. One, a restaurant with a drive-through, and two, alternative parking lot landscaping in conjunction with an approved office and retail park on a 0.5-acre portion of a 9.0-acre site in a C1 local business zone and CP office and professional zone, generally located on the east side of Maryland Parkway and the north side of Pebble Road within Paradise.
Good evening, everyone. Robert Messiana, representing the applicant, 107 East Charleston Boulevard, Suite 250. This is for a Dunkin' Donuts. right? Primarily drive-through. There are a few seats inside, but it's primarily drive-through restaurant. The two waivers that we're asking for, one is to allow palm trees as parking lot landscaping, and that is to match the rest of the landscaping in the center. And the second waiver is for reduced road depth. These are actually two existing driveways that were approved when the shopping center was originally built. Have an answer.
Is there anyone here to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the board and open it to the, close it to the board, right. I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. How about that? If no one has any objections, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I think we were going to do one and two now.
Yeah, start all over again.
If we're here.
Yeah, if we're here. Okay. Let's get back to it. Okay, item number one and. Okay, item number one. WS 210069 Vegas 888 Land Company LLC waivers development standards for the following: 1. Increased sign area, 2. Increased sign height, and 3. Reduced sign separation. Design review for 3 proposed temporary signs on premise for sale in conjunction with an existing multi-family residential development on 3.7 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment zone. Generally located on the east side of Hugh Hefner Drive and the north side of the Navso Drive within Paradise.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you so much for accommodating our request. Todd Laney from 7267 Silver Charm Court, and I am the owner of High Impact Sign and Design, representing the client. And so we have two items on the agenda tonight. I'm going to pass the microphone to Neil Beck to cover this one, and I will cover the next one.
Good evening. Neil Beck, 1758 Golden Vista Drive. We're asking for a waiver on the size allowance for these temporary banners to be mounted on the parking structure. The property is situated so that it's over 350 feet away from Flamingo and has suffered from a lot of issues, mainly visibility. So the owners of the property, in an attempt to try and draw some attention to the property to help advertise their specials and events, would like to put up temporary banners as a way to help bring awareness to their property. They have additional signage that they have waived because the visibility for those signs would not be consequential anyway. So we're asking for staff to consider allowing us to put these banners up at least for on a temporary basis so that the property can help advertise where they are and make them a little bit more visible to those that are passing in the area.
And your design review, what do these signs look like?
Go ahead and give them the notes.
Here's where the signs are. You can see they're going to be mounted on the north wall of the garage, the north-facing wall, facing back towards Flamingo, so that the people that drive up and down Flamingo will be able to see them. There's several structures in front of them, being single-story structures such as Chick-fil-A and different things like that, that help hide the property as well. There's a rendering of that, and we have the method of attachment that shows that this will be a temporary type of arrangement. It's not a permanent fixture on the building. And we're grateful for your time and ask that you would approve this, and we're going to answer any questions that you may have.
Is there anyone here from the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, staff really does not like this, and they've recommended a denial for the project because the signs are just huge compared to what's typically allowed.
Right.
So can you speak to that at all?
Well, they are huge. They're oversized, and the reason is to draw attention to the property. And it's not something that's going to be a permanent fixture. This will be something that we've done on a temporary basis. The owners are hoping
that
they...
So what does that mean? So, okay, I get temporary versus permanent. How temporary is temporary?
Well, we're going to
30 days, 90 days.
We're hoping for somewhere between 30 and 100, or 60 and 120 days, if that's something that you would consider to allow us to do something like that. We're not opposed to a time restraint or restriction, but we're trying to make awareness of the property so that the owners can lease out all the spaces, lease out all the units, and be able to gain. They've invested a lot of time and money in this project and other projects in the area, in the valley, keeping people busy and keeping them working through the pandemic. And they're trying to get these units filled up so that they can be rewarded for their efforts.
Okay, so the Paradise Town Board has a reputation for not loving signs, especially when they're much larger, like, what does it say, 1,000% larger than what is really permitted. So you got a hard row of hoe here. But so, I mean, I understand that you may have limited visibility for the actual property. So a sign like what you're talking about is something like, typically we would look at something like an event. The casinos, they have an event and they put up a temporary sign. Staff works with them, they give them a limit, they have decommissioning of the actual sign after the event is done. There's public hearings, etc. I don't see that with this. I see this as just a poor location. And even though in the day of everything digital and web and all of this, finding a place by using a sign to tell you that it's there doesn't seem super modern to me. I mean, I've got Google Maps and I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm able to find places.
That's true in a lot of situations, but still, a lot of people, their advertising budget is based upon the signage for their business or their location. A lot of people aren't.
What if you flip that to Yelp instead of a sign? So signs have an impact on the community.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go into my planning mode. So basically, your advertising for your vacancies tells people that your property isn't vacant. All right, so that's like not great. Number one. Number two, it impacts everybody that is driving around, and it's not an event, and it's not the heart and the soul of Las Vegas. So basically, it's saying for rent, correct?
Well,
or lease.
In this case here, I guess you could probably look at this more of a grand opening. They've invested tens of millions of dollars into this, and the only people that can really see it are going down Flamingo. And unless they have something large, people are just not going to see it. And they're not really Googling for it if they don't know it's there. So this is not one of those situations. So it's more of a grand opening, now leasing for a temporary basis, and then we take them all down.
See, that's a much better approach that wasn't in your information.
Understood.
And you didn't take that approach for the temporary nature. And, it's an event, a grand opening for a limited time permit.
Noted.
So let me look at this. Steve, am I wrong here? On the actual write-up, it doesn't have it as a limited time event?
Yeah, it just says temporary sign, but there's no time or anything in the conditions of approval that specifies sort of time.
That's what I thought in reading the actual application and the analysis.
Yeah.
See, I'm not really comfortable with this kind of a giant sign being added to the side of the building. I mean, unless you are the Flamingo or one of the other, the MGM Valleys or something like that, they're actually doing a show that's on the inside. I get that. What you're doing is trying to lease your space.
Absolutely. It is right next door to the Palms Casino. That probably doesn't help much, but...
If you were the Palms,
yes.
I could get that.
This seems a 1,015% increase is setting a terrible precedent for this type of a situation.
Absolutely. We would be more than happy with a constraint of as little as 90 days or even 60 days on behalf of the client. Of course, they would like as much as they could get, but they'll take that if they can get it, because it is difficult to get the word out on a new development like this.
See, I can't go with the premise of advertising your new development with a giant sign that's on like half the size of the wall. That's not typically how people do it in terms of space leasing, rental. Too bad Susan's not here. She's a property manager. Mm-hmm. So you don't see that in homes. You don't see that in casinos much. They talk about what's on the inside.
In this case here, really having something that's a tenth as big would be completely a waste of time. It would be invisible to the public. It'd be so tiny that they wouldn't be able to see it as they come down Flamingo. I'm sure the owner would entertain the idea of something smaller. If that's something that we could work out here, I'm sure that we could go back to the owner with a requirement that requires less square footage.
So you go to the Planning Commission on Sports Planning. Our next meeting isn't until
23rd, 27th.
For example, what they've requested here is three banners. Where now leasing is spanning all three banners. If we were to eliminate two of these and go just with this banner, we could probably get big enough wording on here that it would still be effective. If that's something that you could approve.
You are not in a position to speak for your client, is that right? In other words, we could make that recommendation.
Yes.
Let's just say for the sake of argument. He could turn, that client could turn around and say, no, not doing that.
This is too big.
Yeah. I've got to agree with staff on this.
And so I'm worried about the precedent that this would potentially set if we did approve it.
Exactly.
It's 4,000 square feet. I mean, okay, I don't mean to make fun of you. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is it's 10 times bigger than what's allowed in code.
True. You're not making fun of us. This is their design. We're just doing our very level best to try to help them get enough advertising that they can lease out their spaces. And again, they're not facing a residential area. It is casino and retail.
Guys,
in that area.
Yeah, I get it. But advertising to people that are commuting to work up and down the, you know, to the strip is not who you're going to cater to. They're not the business owners that are going to buy the lot or go in and sign the lease. The audience, I get it. I think the methods are, I think it's the wrong method in this particular case. I understand what they're trying to do. I do get it. I sympathize. So what would a 360-foot sign look like?
It'd
be 10 times smaller than that?
Yeah. It would be
it'd be
like the size of this inn, and it would be completely ineffective. They wouldn't do that, for sure.
Do you guys have any other thoughts?
My biggest concern is when someone says temporary and doesn't give a time limit, because I grew up here going to temporary school housing in the back where we're all affordables for the rest of our lives. That was temporary. So
same for me.
I don't like the word temporary in this at all, because those deadlines don't ever get met.
And to be clear, we don't know what your appetite is. If you said 60, it would be 60. And this is a builder that builds all over town, very respected, well-financed, great people. They would take it down in 60 days if you tell them to.
Unfortunately, we would have to take your word for that because they're not here to speak for themselves, which is not something I would like to do to a builder, is to take a promise someone else gave me. If you understand that.
Well, I get a problem, Todd. You know, I've got a problem in us doing the armchair negotiating about the signage issues, because one of the predominant issues in Las Vegas, in Clark County, is signage. And they staff works incredibly hard with the NRA and basically everybody to figure out, and the board, to figure out what is right, what is a limit to the community, and how long, how big, the, you know, the positions, the lighting above the roof, etc.
Sure.
I just can't go with I can't go with this. I'm sorry. So I'll go ahead and make a motion for denial.
So we have a motion to deny the application. All in favor?
Aye.
You public?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, he did.
Okay, sorry.
It's just been met.
Right. Are you doing 1 and 2? Is that your motion?
We're doing, just doing number one. At
doing number one.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
But you are going to the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
On the 20th. So make your case.
You might want to consider some adjustment before you get there.
Well, I'm sorry.
You might want to consider some adjustment before you get there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what we'll do is we'll reduce it and we'll put a timeline on the request. We appreciate that feedback.
Item number 2, WS210080HHP, Calypse SPE owner, LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: increased sign area, and 2, increased sign height. Design review for a proposed temporary sign on premises for sale in conjunction with an existing multiple family residential development on 6.0 acres in the H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Sands Avenue and the west side of Paradise Road within Paradise.
All right, let's go back to bat here. This one here is similar in nature. It's effectively the same developer under a different corporate name for this development. Instead of 3 banners, it's 1 banner, temporary in nature. And this property is a very high-end residential property in the Howard Hughes Center, which, as you know, is a high-end office space as well, and that's where they've invested a significant amount in the community here. And there's, on this particular property, there's no big pylon signs with consolidated signage, no way to advertise. And so in this case here, they're requesting a single banner. It comes to 1,400 square feet instead of 4,000 square feet. And although it is still over the required amount, it's not nearly as much. And so we're requesting approval of this banner for this location at Howard Hughes.
Is there anyone here in the audience who'd like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Well, this is me just having formatting issues, and maybe this has this, your banner at 13, and you just said it's 14. So I'm just trying to figure out how big this banner really is, or I can't read.
Oh, this might have been a. Yeah. So they, once we did the the field measurements, it came to 1405 as opposed to our scaled dimension of 1329. So my apologies for that.
Just want to make sure we're approving the same thing.
You bet. Good eye.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Two points.
Mm-hmm.
C, I told you. What is that? An elephant putting their toe under the curtain, under the tent, or whatever that is? Oh, camel. Mm. Camel nose under the tent. So here's the issue. Here's my question. Did you guys think to check the CCNRs in the Hughes Center to make sure that the signage that the client is asking for is actually allowable in the Hughes Center?
The client has attorneys that have worked with the association and got approval prior to turning us loose to apply for this, yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I still have a problem with this sort of overage. So this one's basically twice as big as the code.
That's right. Correct.
I can't support it. A sign that's half as big as that, maybe half as tall, would work. I see it. I don't see any reason why you couldn't live within the code on this particular site issue.
I maintain it just says temporary, and we don't have a time limit on what temporary means. I get it's still the building is finished constructing, but that doesn't give me a deadline. If we had another COVID, we don't know when that ends.
Yeah. And I think we set another precedent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Mr. Chairman,
okay.
If there's no comments or questions from the board, I'll go ahead and make a motion for denial of this particular application.
There's a motion to deny this application.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Going to the planning commission.
On the phone.
Okay, I think the next one is 3 and 4.
3 and 4?
Yes. 3 and 4, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Item number 3. UC 210107, MM Ofundo LLC, use permit for a cannabis establishment production facility within an existing building on 1.1 acre site in M1 light manufacturing AE60 and AE65 zone in the adult use overlay district, generally located on the north side of Ofundo Road, 280 feet east of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. And number 3 is not here.
Well, there's nobody waiting in the breezeway still, are there?
No, I'm
asking about. Okay. I was just trying to. Well, Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion to have items number 3 and 4 return to town board here our next meeting.
We also have a motion on UC 210108, M&M Ofundo LLC, use permit for cannabis establishment distribution facility within an existing building on 1.1 acres in M1 light manufacturing AE60 and AE65 zone and adult use overlay district. Generally located on the north side of Ofundo Road, 280 feet east of Valley View Boulevard in Paradise. We have a motion for a vote to return to the board.
Correct.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Chair, was this a no-show last time too?
No.
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 It was only 2.
Any opposed? None? Okay. Motion carries. Oh, weird night.
I'm going to start taking it personal. People are going to start showing up.
This is kind of weird. This is kind of weird. There's another one in there somewhere.
You've got
oh, yeah.
And
item 13, AR 21400040, UC 200104, Mandalay Propco LLC, use permit first application for review. To waive conditions of temporary outdoor events, tailgating. Design review for a temporary outdoor commercial event with temporary structures, eating and drinking areas, including on-premises consumption of alcohol, retail sales, and live entertainment, in conjunction with the resort hotel, Luxor Resort Hotel, on 62.8 acres in the H1 Limited Resort Apartment Zone, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and south sides of Mandalay Bay Road, within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is George Rogers, architect, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant. I attended this board meeting last year where you approved this application. This is a review. We thought there would be a year's worth of events, football games and all kinds of things, and we were going to come and review our performance. And we only got one event in, we did pretty good. And so here we are for review. Staff's recommended another two-year review as a result of this, and I think we really agree to that. And if you will, I'll remind you about the site. This is the Luxor Pyramid here, Las Vegas Boulevard and Mandalay Bay Road. This is the site where the special events take place. We call it a tailgate lot. We expect it to be. And this was one of the site plans that we used with all temporary structures. Everything done according to code with temporary structure permits from the fire department. Certainly, traffic control and other devices. And I could get more into the weeds if you'd like. And I appreciate you trailing this item, by the way, for me. I hope that hasn't been a burden to you.
Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. If anyone doesn't have any comments, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the preliminary staff conditions and the continuance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
George, you're going to BCC on the 5th.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think we have 12 left.
12 left?
I can number 12.
Well, 12 is there.
Well, all right.
13,
right?
So we did that.
We did that.
13. We did out of order. We're going back to
12. Yeah, we're going back to 12 now. It's been a strange meeting.
I'm confused. I'm sorry I didn't speak.
We're talking fast up here, so it's good.
VS 210131 Post Road Capital Reef 2 LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Cameron Street alignment and Henson Street alignment, between Patrick Lane alignment and Sunset Road within Paradise.
Everybody, Randy Black Jr. on behalf of the applicant. Address is 10789.
It's moving around.
Yeah. Randy Black Jr. on behalf of the applicant. Address is 10789 West Wayne. Pretty basic, other than this is upside down. Patent easement vacations. This was approved, and during the mapping process we had a bunch of undiscovered drainage, etc. Long story short, it's taken way longer than any of us anticipated, and we're just asking for a renewal of those vacations. They are the property is this acreage. This is Post Road. Decatur's here. Railroad tracks are here. Nothing special about it. This is what the general location. And then it's just the typical 33-foot patent easements throughout the site that are being vacated so that we have the contiguous parcel. Post Road dead ends into the piece. Railroad borders the other side. We don't have any issues with any properties that are landlocked. The northern boundary is the detention basin that's been discussed for overflow of Raiders parking. This is just kind of protocol stuff. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But that is a very cut and dry kind of issue that we're dealing with on
so
that.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing no one hardly in the room.
Since we're the only ones left.
Guess not. I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair.
I just have one.
Sure.
They're going to park cars in a detention basin?
There was a proposal to utilize the bottom of that detention basin for the overflow parking.
That'd be interesting.
We've done it.
It would work, but the issue is, in my opinion, because we deal with dust control continuously, I don't know how you deal with that in the bottom of the detention basin, because then the next storm happens and we're all silted up again.
I was wondering if there'd be a storm when we have cars parking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We'd be back to the Caesar's Palace parking lot of the 80s.
or the Thomas and Mack in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other discussion. I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Oh, now let me get back to the end of the agenda. All right. Any other general business?
Mr. Chairman, I have general business.
Okay, we have some general business.
Very general business. Very general. So, let me pass these down for the two of you.
So much. Steve, you want one?
No,
I'm good. Oh, let me get one from Paul. All right. So, for the last year, approximately, Clark County has been working to update and address.
Were we scheduled to meet to start this and have this conversation yet?
I know.
Okay.
I totally get it.
Okay.
I understand. I'm jumping the gun.
Are we
still
waiting for a public comment?
What's that?
Are we waiting for a public comment?
No.
General business.
General business.
Okay. It just happened back. It's just.
Right.
There.
Right. I understand. I'm being very careful. So, for the past year, Clark County, and this is public record, has been working to update the county land use plan generally and all of the town plans, right, as we would know them. And this is a major overhaul. They have several consultants under contract to be working on these things. So they've made incredibly good progress. They are working to modernize the land use codes and the zoning code. So they've come up with a draft, and it is public record that they're asking for comments. They will be officially asking us and each of the town boards and CACs for our input and comment on the draft proposals that they have to date. And knowing that these things are kind of a work in progress and they're big documents and important. But essentially what they're doing is modernizing the planning categories so that they're more inclusive for an urban area. All right, so we've had these really tight codes. Our land use categories follow the zoning code and vice versa. So they almost dovetail. In my opinion, as a planner, way too many land use categories. And hence, why we end up here with so many use permits. And special use permits, zone changes, etc. So the new code, and what I have handed out, is a PDF. Obviously, you can't click on these links because it's paper. But what I will do is send you the information that staff has prepared, and it is in a PDF with clickable links. And I'll send that out to everybody on the board. And Blanc already sent it to me. But we didn't have time to get it on the agenda for tonight, but I wanted to make sure that you knew about it for our next meeting. All right? So go ahead and on these blue links under the draft materials for review, on the actual PDF, go ahead and click on them and check them out. So it's going to be a good tutorial for you guys to look at about how the land use plans work with the zoning code now and in the future. Right. It's kind of complicated, but the pictures are pretty, and they make sense. So I just wanted to give you that as an update.
I'm nervous all the way to the
end. Me too. I like the high yes.
You know, you started when you were 19.
Yes. So you know, we didn't have any kind of agenda, so I get a little nervous about having any kind of discussion on the topic.
I get it. It's very general, but all of this material is out in the public domain anyway. So,
yeah, that's why I was like, oh. You already have a PDF in your board, and it's in your peers.
Correct. If you don't mind. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Man's got a job.
Okay. Anything else on general business? How this worked out? All right. Comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board and council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anybody? Nobody? I did have one question. On this agenda, Rafa, and I've had this concern ever since we just showed up. The public comment that we read at the beginning of this meeting.
Yeah.
I don't read this as somebody being able to, after I read this, I don't read it as somebody being able to come up and speak. It says very clearly in here that they will be able to come up and speak during the presentation of the item that they're there for. And then the rest of it tells them that they need to wait till the end of the meeting to speak, make any public comment on anything that's not on the agenda. So I don't see why I should be asking somebody if they want to come up at the beginning and speak, because this is telling them they can speak during the presentation or at the presentation, or they can speak on something that's not on the agenda at the end of the meeting.
Yes.
And you whispered in my ear there. And so I don't generally ask if they want to come up and speak.
So that's what you're asking them. You're asking them, so if someone were to come and have a comment about an item that was on the agenda, but they have to get out of here because they've got 7:30 appointments somewhere else, they can speak.
So that's why they want
that. Does it not feel like you're asking them to come up and speak? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or
to me, this reads like comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or any backup. This is a period devoted to comments by general public about items on this agenda, no discussion. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. It doesn't read like you're asking them to come up now.
So it's really, you can add some verbiage and just say, okay, if you'd like to go ahead and speak now, or speak during the presentation when it comes up. But if you've got something that you want to speak on that's not on the agenda, wait until the end. I hear Marilyn have rewriting her own verbiage all the time, every 2 weeks, because she probably agrees with me. When you're reading it, it doesn't feel like you're inviting someone to come up and speak. So if you wanted to just ad lib and just say, okay, this is your time to come and speak, but you can speak during the item, it's up to you. Otherwise, if you speak now, you can't speak again during the actual presented item. You can ad lib as much as you want, as long as they understand they've got two chances to speak now or during the item, but not both.
Okay. I'll tell you my experience. Doing that makes it worse, because then you get 2, 3, 4 people come up twice.
Well, that's
at the very beginning.
It's one or the other. So I've seen Maryland.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
You can't.
State law does not allow
you. And then not
it does
anymore.
Not allow you to do that. State law.
I've heard Maryland say you can't speak again.
I'll tell you.
Because you get to 2 minutes or you get 3 minutes and then that's it. You can either choose each of 3 minutes at the beginning, but not again during the actual presentation.
It's the BCC. I'll tell you. Now, the reason why it's on here is because state law requires it.
Yeah.
That's how it reads to me. It's telling them they can speak at the presentation, or they can speak on items not on the agenda at the end of the
meeting.
Well, and that's because a lot of times folks will come and want to speak about, a light being out over at the parking lot.
Right.
But that's not the time. That's at the end
that's
of the
That's at the end of the agenda.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I mean, I would suggest that you can kind of ad lib yourself, and if you feel comfortable,
and we can see what happens.
At the beginning. Yeah. And then we'll see how it goes the first time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
No, I don't.
Anybody want to play pickleball?
Not the least.
Our next meeting is April 27, 2021. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?